Good morning. Riots continued last night in the centre of Barcelona as groups of hooded men threw bottles and stones at police as protests continued over the jailing of rapper Pablo Hasél. The clashes took place on Roger de Flor Street, where a group of protesters had faced a police line who had called out over a public address system for the crowd to stop throwing missiles. The Catalan police managed to prevent some 750 protesters from accessing a street where acts of looting and damage to buildings took place 2 weeks ago. Once the organisers called off the demonstration at around 8 p.m. on Saturday, 100 more people continued with the protests in the Gracia district. The violence has escalated over the past weeks, and there is no sign of it abating until Hasél is released, which is looking even more unlikely. Catalonia's former regional president Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting extradition back to Spain if the European Union's parliament strips him of his immunity as a lawmaker this week. Puigdemont and two fellow Catalan separatists won seats in the European Parliament in 2019, 2 years after fleeing from Spain because they had led a failed secession attempt for Catalonia, which Spain considered illegal. Today, Puigdemont, along with cohorts Toni Comín and Clara Ponsatí, face a vote by the European Parliament on whether to lift their immunity as lawmakers, a move that has been recommended by the Parliament's Legal Affairs Committee. Lifting their immunity would allow Spain to once again pursue their extradition to stand trial like fellow separatist leaders who remained in Spain and were found guilty of sedition and the misuse of public funds for the 2017 breakaway bid. So far, courts in Belgium, Germany and Britain have refused to send Puigdemont and his colleagues back on grounds of sedition as requested by Spain. Puigdemont said besides resisting in the national courts, they will also take their case to the European Court of Justice. And around 1,200 migrants and local supporters demonstrated on Tenerife over the weekend for permission to travel to the mainland. Migrants from Africa living in camps chanted freedom in San Cristobal de la Laguna. The Spanish government only wants to move migrants in need of special care from the camps on the island to better accommodation on the mainland. According to the UN Refugee Agency, some 23,000 migrants reached the islands in 2020. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.